Greetings, lovely listeners. This is a very special podcast I'm going to share with you to help us feel maybe a little bit more grateful or thankful than we already are on this Thanksgiving holiday, right? I'm going to share a story with you about one of my students who means so much to me, and her name is Lori. Enjoy. So this story takes place, listeners, in January 2023, when I was driving in my car to Spring, Texas to teach in person my first class for a year one mentorship group. So I arrived at the holistic store that was hosting my classes, and I met my new mentees. And this is where I met Lori. Lori, as a mentee, as a student, was perfect. She was a perfect student. If I ever, before I tell you how I came to know her, let me tell you my first impression of Lori. When I met Lori in January 2023 at that holistic store during our first class, and I heard her speak and I felt her energy, I just thought, this is a very soothing, calming light for people. This is a soul who is here full of love to give love and comfort others. And that's kind of what you felt when you spoke to Lori for the first time. Her first impression had a huge impact on me. And I just knew that she was going to be a student for a while and she was going to go on to touch many lives. And she did. Over the course of year one, I watched her study and practice even more, but also develop a love for the spirit world. She loved mediumship. She loved developing. She loved listening to my mentors and their lectures. She loved just the philosophical aspect of the metaphysical. She really loved blending with spirit. And this love developed during year one. During year two, she became a little more determined and she got an aura machine and she started working fairs. She started building clients. Towards the end of 2024, she let go of her full-time teaching job and she started teaching overseas part-time, and the other part-time, she was embracing her metaphysical offerings more. I was proud of her. She was doing great. She was happy. Her mediumship was moving along so smoothly and beautifully. And during year three, when 2025 began, she was put in my future teacher group of students. And I remember that I was, I just had this thought of Lori as teaching my year ones, really being that support. Because what started to happen really at the beginning of 2025 and even at the end of 2024, my year one students would sign up. And when they had a chance to work with Lori, I would have them message me and they would say, "Can you pair me with Lori? More of Lori, please. Lori's energy, please." And I think as a mentor, you know, not that I made Lori a sweet, loving energy. I know I did not, but I did make her a good medium as much as she did as well. But I think as a mentor, hearing that from my year ones, request that about one of my advanced students, it made me so proud. I wasn't proud of Lori and her mediumship in the moment. It was a deeper pride. It was a pride of how not only had I made Lori a good medium, but I'd made her a good future teacher medium. And that really touched me. It touched me so much. And the pride I felt was like a whole other level, right? So I was training Lori at the beginning of 2025 to help work with my year ones come 2026. And I would give her and her classmates these questions that were common questions year one students would ask. And I would have them, you know, work through their answers and go over, you know, how to be prepared for these questions these year ones throw at you. And I remember thinking in March or April, like when Lori answered in class those trial questions, right? I remember thinking, there's not much more that I, there's nothing I could change to her answers. There may be a little tweak, but she's there. Or that was great. Like, she's there. I just remember thinking, God, she's got such a good career ahead of her as a medium and a teacher. And she'd hosted her own Dems, and she hosted her own circles, and she shared her love of spirit so beautifully, just the purest of hearts. And I'll never forget in August, when we were getting our banner, when I was getting the banner ready for our next Galveston Fair, I messaged her on Thursday, August 21st. And I said, Lori, send me your bio info, all this. I want to know what you really want to put on it. Let's get you your teaching education up there and all this and yada, yada. So we had a real good chat, conversing on Messenger. And then Friday morning, so that was Thursday the 20th. On Friday morning, or the 21st, on Friday morning the 22nd, I woke up. And I'll never forget, listeners, I was on my couch and I was having my coffee and I looked at my phone and I thought, what am I going to post on social media today? It's Friday. What event do I need to shout? You know, what Dem, what student thing, what can I post in? And I remember just this amazing force of love coming in from spirit, giving me this pride. Looking back, I think it was this surge of love. It almost felt like a nostalgia. It felt like it felt like a departing love. I know that now. But I felt this love and I just had the thought, you know what? I'm going to post about my students. And I heard the name Lori and I thought, you know what? I'm going to post about Lori. I'm going to post again about how proud I am of my advanced students. And I'm going to start with Lori. And I messaged Lori and I said, hey, Lori, remember that picture of you in the Seeley Hutchings building when we did our evening of metaphysical musings? And you were in your heels at the front of the crowd with the lights across the ceiling. You got that picture. Can you send it to me? I want to post about you today. You were just so beautiful with your mediumship that night. And she just kind of hearted it. She says, yes, ma'am. And she sent me her picture. I said, thank you. Love you. And I posted about her on Friday, August 22nd. And I sat on that couch enjoying the post. I teared up at the post. I came into a place of gratitude and thanks for watching these ladies over years of study with me come into the beautiful professionals they were. And I know now that that Thursday conversation and that Friday morning connection with Lori was a gift because the very next night, she would unexpectedly collapse and cross to the spirit world. And that was really hard. It was unexpected. And I think it's safe to say that me and her classmates had a week that was, well, like nothing we've ever experienced before. We mourned, and grieved, I think, at a level that maybe we never had before. So it's a very different thing to lose a medium who you have grown with and experienced spirit with and come into that with. It's not the same as a family member, you know, who's not a medium. It's just not. And we learned that, you know. And I found out the news, I guess, Sunday after I'd posted about her on Friday. And I made the phone calls that I never want to make again. And I'm sure some of you listeners know what those phone calls are like when you have to tell someone that someone has passed. And we grieved. But I don't want this podcast to be about, I don't want it to be sad. Because the first communication I had with Lori then, intimately, her and me, after she crossed a spirit, is one of the most beautiful, jaw-dropping, heart-clenching, brought-to-my-knees times I've ever had in my life. There's only a few others that compare, and I'll give podcasts on those as well, but today it's Lori. And so the first communication that was so mind-blowing, right, happened about a week after she passed, and I'll never forget, right, where I was when this happened. You're just going to laugh because it's just so, you know, leave it to spirit when you're grieving and you're in the heart of sadness and tears. Leave it to spirit to make it fun and funny and come in to uplift you and raise you up. That's exactly what Lori did, except 1,000 times deeper and more, okay? But before I tell you how she came in with her conversation with me, I want to tell you my emotions that I'd been having and my grief, so you can understand the four words she said to me that changed pretty much my movement forward as a teacher, right? And my understanding of teaching in the spirit world. You need to know, listeners, that while I was mourning for Lori's physical death and I wanted her to be here, it wasn't that I'd lost a teacher. Actually, it wasn't that I'd lost a student who I'd come to love and work in the public with and admire and feel peace with, right? That comforting, gentle love that she brought always, right? It wasn't that I lost that. It also wasn't that I lost a future advanced student, you know? She wasn't just any student. She was an advanced student. And what she'd done in 3 years of development, well, you listeners know, it's a journey. It's a journey of the soul. It's priceless. There's no value on it, right? It's just amazing. And I felt like I'd lost all that journey too when she died. And I also felt like I lost a badass teacher that was supposed to help take over year ones in my program come 2026 January. I was grieving all of that, but what I was grieving the most was how so many year ones that in the future would sign up with my course, right? The future year ones. I was grieving the most. What I was grieving the most was that those future year ones would never get to meet her. That's what hurt the most. Because I'd had so many year ones reach out about how much they loved her already. And so that's what hurt the most. And so I was grieving her not being able to continue touching people's lives as the beautiful teacher that she was shaping up to be and already was. So now, let's get to the point of her first communication she brought me after she passed. It was about a week later. I literally, listeners, was pulling into my garage, was some groceries I had picked up, and I was unloading my car, carrying way too many grocery bags, trying to open my garage door, and I had to kind of push it open with my foot and my knee. I was in the middle of juggling my grocery bags, opening my door, keeping my balance, when out of nowhere, I heard her voice clear as day, caught me off guard, and what she said made me freeze in my tracks. And the four words she said to me, I think pretty much told me everything I ever wanted to know, brought me all the peace I'd ever need to get from her passing, and also informed me that she would continue to go on with what I always wanted her to do. And the four words that she said to me very clearly in her voice, in my head, out of nowhere, as I'm carrying in groceries, was, there is school here. So I'm going to repeat that, listeners. Lori said, there is school here. I froze in my tracks. I knew it was Lori. It was her voice. And I've been waiting to hear her. I'd already felt her a little bit, but I hadn't had that full-on give-and-take conversation. But when I heard her voice, she knew to come in when I wasn't expecting it, when I was trying to get in my door with my groceries, okay? She knew when to come in, and she knew exactly what to tell me because, well, first of all, when I heard her voice, I froze, and I knew right away I needed to acknowledge her, and I felt, oh my God, Lori. And I didn't, you know, I knew I had to stay composed. I didn't want to break down or cry. I didn't want to freak out and let my emotions cloud the conversation. So I froze and I felt, and I just said, in feeling, I said, really? That's amazing. And I said, are you, and before I could even feel to Lori, are you enjoying school there? She answered me with level three. And I said, what? I said, level three. And I had these thoughts, listeners, of, oh my God, Lori just told me she's in school in spirit world and she's at level three. And I had these thoughts of, how many levels are there? Is that good? Is my student doing good? Oh my God, Lori, that's amazing. You know, but in a split second, I had all those conscious thoughts and I like silenced him and I thought, before I could even ask her, what is level three like in the spirit world in school? She said the word, I'm with Mavis. And that's when I teared up. And I felt, because for you listeners that don't know, that was my mentor. And I actually talked about Mavis a lot with Lori's group, with all my groups. And Lori always listened to Mavis's lectures. She never got to talk to her. She never got to train under her, but she always wanted to. And so when she told me she was with Mavis, I teared up. That's what brought me to tears. And I hurried in and I threw my groceries down on my counter. My daughter was in school. My husband was upstairs working. I just let the tears roll. And I felt like, well, she says, I'm helping her. And I thought, I said, you're assisting Mavis? Are you kidding me? I said, that's awesome. And I said, I'm so happy for you. But of course I was feeling all this, okay? And I'm going to, you know, I went on to say more to her and feel more and cry more. And I think once we ended our conversation in my kitchen, as I was putting my groceries away and she was speaking to me, right, about more things, I would later have understanding about the four words that she gave me first. There is school here. You see, Lori, she knew, just like all my students, that I never want them to thank me. I never want them to say, thank you for all you've taught me. Thank you so much. They know that what I want them to say is, I'm doing the work. I'm teaching. They don't even need to say that to me. And what I tell my students is, you never need to thank me. Just do the work. Use your mediumship. And I think Lori, with her four words, there is school here. It was her tone of voice where I knew she knew meant so many things other than there is school here. You know, it's like you say one thing, but there's a thousand things in that meaning of the tone of voice. She knew that I didn't want to hear thank you. She knew to tell me, Jennifer, my schooling is not stopped. I'm here in school still, and I'm pretty good at it, and you prepared me well, and I am teaching and helping your mentor with the younger mentees, because she knew that's what I wanted for her more than anything, was to go on and do that. And it was her, you know, saying, I still get to do that, just not in a body with your year ones. So concretely, but she is helping them. She's actually helped her current classmates out a lot, and she's come through a lot. And I think that it is very sad to lose a student. I think that, you know, when Thanksgiving rolls around like it does, I always take a moment to reflect on what I'm thankful for. I find, listeners, that the hardships that I've encountered during the year bring into focus what I kind of guide me into focus, what I'm the most thankful for. And while it is hard to lose Lori physically, I am thankful for the time I spent with her as a mentor to her, as a colleague working events with the public. And you know what? Now, as a student to her, because I know she knows a lot more than I do now about spirit, since she is in spirit. And, you know, while her death did make me sad, it brought me to this place of gratitude and being thankful for her and what we experienced, and now how our relationship continues on. It's different and it's changed, but it's still there. And I'm pretty lucky, because how many mentors out there can say that they have a kick-ass student in spirit who's now helping out in the classroom, helping them out, as I know Lori's helped me out so much already. And that's something to be really, really grateful for. It really is. And so this brought to the knees moment when she gave me those four words as I was bringing groceries into my garage that told me the learning goes on. There's school in spirit. And I'm still getting to do what you wanted, Jennifer. You know, we're moving on together, teaching. Nothing changes. Nothing ends. We just continue. The beauty of this, and beginning in January 2023, when we first met, seeing her unfold and become the medium she became in 3 years. And then the most beautiful touch-in when she crossed into spirit, those four words she gave me just after I'd praised her physical mediumship and journey here with a post honoring her. What a gift that was, to say goodbye to her and have her see it, right? Because we do need that physical closure. And then to have her come through in spirit, continuing on with the education. It's so beautiful. I'm blessed to have even experienced this journey with Lori from beginning in 2023, January, to her physical ending in August 2025, and the continuation on now into forever with Spirit with her. Just to witness this and be a part of it is pretty special and something that I am truly thankful for and grateful to have her in my life, you know? So something I just wanted to record and get out there. I'm not going to nitpick this. I'm not going to re-record this episode 1,000 times to make it perfect. Lori wouldn't care. She would be honored and happy that I'm sharing about her in general. And she wouldn't judge and say, change this or change that. She would say, it's exactly how it's supposed to be. And it was meant to be this way right now for Thanksgiving. You know, that was Lori. So I am leaving this episode with you lovely listeners and sharing about my beautiful student Lori with you this night before Thanksgiving. And I hope that you reflect on these brought to your knees moments of beauty in the relationships we experience here, and maybe sometimes the endings, but then the beginnings again, right? Reflect on that and those who've, you know, you've been touched by and who have touched you this Thanksgiving. All right. Until next time, listeners, bye-bye.